Well, being the type of volunteer and server in the community that I have been for quite some time, there was a need or leadership void within the Democratic Party. And after consulting with some party elders, I decided to give it a run.
For those who don't know a lot about you, why don't you tell us some more about yourself?
Well, I am a 39-year-old resident of Mecklenburg County, born and raised here. I'm married, have a 2.5-year-old, and I've been in business, currently a general manager right now for a side company, and I have done a lot of volunteering in the community, whether it's for the Council for Children's Rights, mentoring over at West Charlotte High School in Charlotte, North Carolina, running campaigns for state senators, and just been very, very active in the community by way of service.
And you're also an African-American, and I normally wouldn't point that out, but following the sheriff's election and the controversy that stemmed from that and to some degree a pretty large racial divide that came out of that, do you feel like your race in this case is now an asset, whereas before it may not have made any difference one way or another?
Well, if you hadn't pointed it out, I'm not sure anybody would have been able to have told, since you did, I don't know if it was a major issue. What I would like to have been judged on was my leadership abilities and my ability to lead, organize, and to unify people for a common purpose and a common cause.
You've said already that one of your top priorities will be uniting the party after the controversy that came out of the sheriff's elections. How bad do you think the party was damaged here in Mecklenburg County by the sheriff's election and the things that happened over the 2 months that followed that?
I think that the divide was pretty bad. There were some things that were said and perhaps even done among different groups of people within the Democratic Party that were not professional and not in the best interest of the party. But recognizing that someone needed to step up and be a unifier and help heal the party for the betterment of the party, because what I have to continuously to remind Democrats here in Mecklenburg County, what binds us is far greater than what separates us.
I noticed you referenced the controversy as the past tense. You used the word was. Do you feel like the divide is not there like it was just a few weeks ago?
I sure do, because if you take a look at the election vote counts that happened last night, I had a cross-section of individuals that voted for me, whether they were white Americans, African Americans, Latino Americans, young, and our senior Democrats. We all came out in unity, and I really do think that they were looking for the best leader at the time to help fill this void so that we can move the party forward.
The ones who seem the most upset right now in the Democratic Party are the supporters of Nick Mackey. They feel like people in place and leading the Democrats on the county commission and the local the previous leadership of the county party didn't stand up and fight hard enough for Nick Mackey. How do you plan on soothing those folks who are still upset over the sheriff situation?
Well, I plan on calmly discussing with those individuals who feel somehow or another that either they were wrong or that perhaps the process did not go as they thought it should have. But I have to remind them that the elected officials that we have in the Democratic Party have overall done an outstanding job. And I don't want one particular issue to define a candidacy or a legacy for anybody who's been on the county commission. I do believe at the end of the day that the county commissioners did what they thought was best for the community. The community was divided. It was a fractured time. And I thought that some individuals think that they didn't do a good job, I beg to differ. I think that, again, the issues that that we have as a community that we must face, we must all come together because, again, I think that the issues that bind us are far greater than those that that separate us.
Joel Ford, congratulations on your election last night. We appreciate you taking some time to talk with us today. Good luck.